Country with your host, Dave Woods. This is the radio show where country music gets up close and personal. Spend some time in the country and get to know our guests. Spend some time in the country where the music's the best. The latest news and memories, two great stories that get told.
On the show tonight, Danny Fortier from the Saskatchewan country group Wyatt. Their new album is entitled Should Have Been Here Last Night, featuring their current single, Always Tonight. They won Single of the Year for their song, Jesse James, and they also won their sixth consecutive Group of the Year award at the 2013 Saskatchewan Country Music Association Awards. It's my pleasure now to welcome Danny Fortier to the show. Hey, Danny.
Hey, Dave.
The album is terrific. I've had a chance, of course, to listen to it a lot. And also this past year, in 2013, I had a chance to see you guys perform live in Ontario.
Yeah, that was a fantastic tour. We had the opportunity to go out and tour with the Yourtown Throwdown with Derek Rattan and Chad Brownlee and Jason Blaine. Those guys are fantastic to work with. And we had a wonderful time. We finally got to get out to the Maritimes, who have been a huge support for us, and finally got back to Ontario.
And the night that I saw you perform, Western Avenue, a great group from the Peterborough area, opened up for you.
Yeah, that was the first time I'd seen them. Their harmonies are fantastic. If you haven't had a chance to see them, you really, your listeners, they you really should. They're a very talented group.
Now, 2013 was a great year for the band. A couple of videos released, Jesse James and Roll the Windows Down. How does it feel having videos out there? Now people can sort of put faces to the sound and get a good idea about the group.
It's been really fun. Like, making the videos has been really great because you come at it from a visual. Like, it's the storytelling aspect of a song that you got to try and portray on a video. And we had a ton of fun. For the Jesse James video, we got to actually shoot it in the museum. In Saskatoon here, the Western Development Museum, which is a sort of a pioneer heritage museum. You get right. to do the things that you normally wouldn't get to do, like touch things and just go behind the scenes. But they were absolutely fantastic to work with. I mean, the other great thing about doing a video is that you get to work with some really great people that you wouldn't normally get to work with just doing the music side of things. So. Roll the Windows Down was another fun one that we got to sort of have a ton of fun with it, you know, goof around and really work with some really talented videographers to sort of tell that story. It was a ton of fun and a really great learning experience for us.
And it's got to be great to see the finished product, because I know when you're shooting a video, you know, it's not done in sequence and it's not as glamorous, but once it's edited and put together and it all makes sense, now you're really seeing the product.
That's right. And even the product changes from when you start shooting. You've got a vision of what it's going to be, and as you start shooting, you realize, you know what, this might even be a better idea. And so in the middle of it, you're tweaking and you're adding and changing. Like in the Jesse James video, we originally were going to do that with a security guard following us around, and we were going to be almost like ghosts in the place, so that the security guard would come and see us in the church or see us in the jail or try and find us. But because when he gets there, we're in another place, right? So he's through the video was going to try and find us, and which would sort of give us a reason for being there. But we realized that the shots we were getting were telling the story itself, and that we didn't need that character in the video at all. So that one hit the cutting room floor. The poor guy who played the security guard didn't even get to see himself on camera.
He lost his big break, but potentially.
He did. I felt sorry for him.
You know, that's pretty amazing, the creative process, and how, as you said, there's, and I guess it's adrenaline and excitement when you're changing it as you go, and it's getting better. And does that happen with your music too? You're in the studio and you know the song well, of course, because in many cases you've written it, or at least it's a song you know very well before recording it. Do you change stuff in the studio that almost last minute and you find a new idea and make it happen?
Yeah, I mean, for the most part, you've got the structure and all that kind of stuff, but these little parts that just pop out, you know, as you're
right.
recording, you're like, oh, that's a really neat part, and then someone will hear that and sort of launch off of that. It's a really neat kind of way to do it. So, yeah, that definitely happens in the studio. You get some collaboration and some. So what you thought was going to be the song, all of a sudden it changes completely in the studio.
The album is terrific. It's called Should Have Been Here Last Night. And I remember last time you guys were on, the description of it through your producer, Mitch Mayer, it was going to be rock and roll with a country soul. And I think you've achieved that. How do you feel about the all the songs out of the 10 tracks?
We're really happy with the album. This was the album that we've been trying to make, I think, for the last couple. It's got really strong songs mixed with the sonic quality of the album is really strong as well. And we just had more input on sort of from a production standpoint on, you know, turn up the guitars. Always turn up
right.
the guitars.
more cowbell.
more cowbell. And working with Mitch was really great because he wouldn't let you finish until, you know, he got exactly what he knew he could get out of you. So it was a really great process working with Mitch on the album and coming up with these songs and writing and you know, if some of the songs I mean Always Tonight, we started writing with Aaron J. Goodman and finished it the day before we went into the studio. In fact, the lyric wasn't finished. It wasn't even finished when we laid down the bed track for it. So, but we knew what it was going to be. We just had to tweak it a bit. And so we had the general outline of the song, and we knew that it, from the feel of it, that it was going to be a really great song. And when we got into the studio, our feeling was quite right because it turned out to be one of the kind of gems on that album.
It's a very catchy one, and we're going to get to that a bit later and talk about the question around it, which is, what if you only had one night to make love happen? And it's a great question, as well as a great song. We're going to get to that. Before we get to Jesse James, there's a ballad on here, and the first time I heard it, it moved me, and it has every time I've heard it since, and I know it's got a lot of meaning. It's called I Won't Say Goodbye. Again, a really standout track on the album.
Yeah, that one... My dad passed away from cancer in June of 2010. Basically, he was diagnosed in April, and he was given about a year to live, and he died two months later. And, you know, when you lose someone like that, or you lose someone in general, you find yourself looking back on your life with them and their life and trying to figure out, you know, that person and how much, you know, what they really meant to you in your life. And I remember we were down in Nashville writing for the album, and we were trying to come up with ideas and stuff like that. And I was in a room with writers that I felt that I really trusted, Kelly Archer, Mitch Merritt, and Scott. And I said, listen, this is the story of my dad and how he passed away. And I said, I think there's a story that we need to write here. And they were like, absolutely. And then Scott said, well, pull out your eulogy. And basically my eulogy was, you know, I see you in waves and wind. And when I look at my hands and my brother and you know, I see it. So I can't say goodbye to you because you're still here in my heart. And we took that and from the eulogy and just, you know, took that idea and put it into this song. And I think it came out really strong. I remember when we were done, sort of sat back and we went back to the hotel, and Scott's like, do you want to go out? I'm like, nope, I'm about done. of all the songs, that's certainly, it's certainly the most emotional one for me personally. And then, I mean, when we played it for, our bass player Cam, he also lost his parents very recently, and that song for him has been is one of those songs that's still close. I mean, we haven't performed it yet as a band just because it can be very close.
Yeah.
And sometimes you sort of, you know, it's one of those songs where you just need the right venue, right audience to pull it out. But it's one of those really special songs on the album for sure.
No way to tell you all I had to say in just 60 days. You had to go, you had to fly. Time ran out, yeah, that's just life. And I made my peace with them. One day I'll see you again, sitting talk with my old man about the good time that we had. But until then, I will laugh and I will cry, but I won't say goodbye. I won't say goodbye.
You know, that's so amazing to me that country music, especially country music of all genres, tells these kinds of stories and shares these kinds of emotions.
Yeah, you know, when you hear a song like that, a song like that for me was Crystal Shawanda's You Can Let Go.
Yeah.
You can let go now, Daddy. That one for me.
So pretty, yeah.
Every single time. Yeah, and just the way, and only, you don't hear that in any other genre where you can take a chorus, right? And in the first verse, it's a really happy thing where it's a you know, you can let go, let me go. In the second
That's
one,
right.
It's, you know, giving away at the wedding. And then the third one, he's passing away, and she's saying to him, you can let go.
Oh,
and,
yeah.
You know, and it completely changes the meaning of that chorus in every
that's
single
right.
one. And I mean, that's the really great thing about a really good country songwriter, is that they'll take a song like that and the chorus will mean one thing in every different verse.
I love that writing style, just as you said there, where it changes depending on what the verse sets up, the chorus now, and then it, you know, in that song at the end, it's such a powerful powerful ending to it. Let's turn from some serious stuff here to the great fun song, Jesse James. You shot the video and you talked about that earlier. What else can you tell us about this song, Danny, before we share it with our listeners?
Jesse James is one of those songs that when we heard it, we just knew it was our song. It was a song that suited the band, that musically it was right up the alley of everything that we've done so far. It was sort of a natural progression from the If I Had a Dollar album with Next to You and those kinds of songs, and it just took that feel that we had been developing and sort of amped it up, and it you know, the bluegrass elements in it mixed with the sort of rock and roll is really that rock and roll with a country soul feel
right.
to it, and for us that was a really, you know, that's one of the songs on the album that we actually didn't write, but because our sort of bar or standard would be, do I wish I wrote that song?
Right.
If I wish that I wrote that song,
yeah.
then yes, it should be on the album. so I mean, that was sort of the bar. If I wouldn't write something like that, then yeah, okay.
Right.
But when this one came in, it was like, oh, I wish I'd written that song. And it's, I mean, Clay Walker originally did a version of it. And I think it was on his 2010 album. And our version actually is quite, in fact, I would tell your listeners, go listen to both versions and let us know which one, you know, which one would you prefer, kind of thing. His is way more straight ahead country, whereas ours is, you know, takes the it takes a more as the songwriter actually originally intended it, a little heavier stance on it.
Interesting. Interesting that you brought it back around to the original demo. Let's hear the song now. When we come back, we've got lots more to talk about, including the latest single. But right now, this is Jesse James, and it won them a Saskatchewan Country Music Association Award for Song of the Year. Let's check it out now on In the Country.
Some days I wanna go to the wild, wild world.
Saskatchewan country group Wyatt, and that is their song, their award-winning song, in fact, Jesse James. It's from their album, Should Have Been Here Last Night. You can learn more about the group at wyattmusic.com. The album is available at iTunes. And, of course, you guys this year at the Saskatchewan Country Music Association Awards won your group of the year for 6 years in a row.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a real honor for us to represent, you know, Saskatchewan in that category of group of the year. I mean, the first year we won it, there was the Poverty Plainsmen and the Johnner Brothers were in it, and there was a ton of really great bands that were established bands, and for us to win it was quite the surprise. We also got Rising Star that year, and we've won it the six years in a row now.
Wow.
So I mean, it shows sort of the confidence of our association in us and the members, and that they enjoy what we're doing, and any chance we get, we make sure that we give back. You know, we give back that thanks as much as we possibly can.
And you guys are now signed with MDM Recordings, which is a huge label. Many great artists signed that they promote and turn into big household names, of course. And now Wyatt, part of that group. How does that feel?
It feels really good to be part of that group. It was one of the reasons that we wanted Mitch Merritt to produce, because he's part of that label. And one of the things that this label likes to do, which for us was really, really important, was to take a project from the actual creation of it through to the marketing of the album and distribution of it, which for us was important because we wanted someone that believed in it as much as we do, and the team at MDM is absolutely amazing. I mean, for Saskatchewan fellow artists, we got Jess Moskaluk. And Chad Brownlee's on that. Clayton Bellamy's on that. Charlie Major is also on the label. There's a ton of great new artists like the Lovelocks you know, that are the Heartbroken are on that label as well. And there's just a really diverse and artistically strong group that MDM has put together. And kudos to them, because they're wonderful to work with and a really great team.
Awesome. Well, our time is slipping away from us, Danny, but we're going to get to Always Tonight in a few moments. Let's talk a bit about the song. I know you wrote it with A.J. Goodvin. Give us a bit of the concept of the song.
The concept basically asks the question, you know, if you had one night to make love happen, you know, what would you do? That's the whole concept around the song is why wait when you can do it right now? You know,
right.
you can start living your life right now. Do it. And I mean, that goes for love, that goes for your career, that goes for whatever dreams that you might have in your life. You know, why wait? You know, there's a line in the song that says, why make two hearts wait? We're only running late.
Right.
The chance you got to take.
Oh yeah.
Maybe it's love, you know. It's about having the courage to sort of take that leap and the amazing feeling that comes from that. It's almost like a New Year's resolution and a Valentine's Day proclamation all in one.
Yeah, I love that. That is awesome. It's such a great song. We're going to share it now. It's their brand new single, so listeners, be sure to call your local country stations wherever you are listening and request this song from the group Wyatt. It's called Always Tonight here on In the Country.
You say you haven't kicked them off long enough.
hearts wait. Baby, we're already running late. It's the dance we gotta take. What if it's love? Why make two hearts wait? Baby, we're already running late. It's the dance we gotta take. What if it's love we're gonna make? Life is gonna pass you by. If you're waiting on the perfect time, there's always tonight. There's always tonight.
The brand new single from Saskatchewan country group Wyatt, that is called Always Tonight. WyattMusic.com is their website. The album's at iTunes. It's called Should Have Been Here Last Night. You've got a chance to win a free download of the whole album. Email inthecountry@mail.com and just tell me the name of the album, and we'll do a random draw. You've got till Sunday, January the 12th, up till midnight, and we'll do a draw the following day and let you know by email who the winner is. Danny, it is so great having you on the show. The album's terrific. Throw out the names of the other band members so people can know them as well.
We've got the singer and guitar player, Scott Patrick, drummer, Bray Hudson, and Cam Ewart is our bass player.
Awesome. And people can follow you on Facebook and Twitter, because I know you got some exciting video ideas coming up for that song, which will be revealed, and I guess they can get details on social media.
Absolutely. We've also got an online chat coming up, which they can go on Facebook, and we'll be letting you know when that is next Thursday. And then we've got this contest coming up, so stay tuned. I'd also like to give a shout out to Linda Ewing, who sort of helps us out with all our online stuff and keeps us in line with all that stuff. There's so much going on that it's nice to have someone that's got such a head for it to sort of help you out with that. So a big shout out to her as well.
Hey, Linda, it's great. Of course, she's a great lady and does such a great job. Danny, thank you so much. Pleasure having you on the show. Look forward to speaking again down the road. I know 2014 is going to be a big year for the group. Take care. Have a great night.
Thanks a lot, Dave. And thanks for having me on. I really appreciate it.
My pleasure. Once again, my guest has been Danny Fortier from the Saskatchewan country group Wyatt. Wow, they've won their sixth consecutive Group of the Year award from the Saskatchewan Country Music Association. I'm Dave Woods. For more country music interviews, be sure to head to inthecountryinterviews.com.